Parker Pathways, January 8th, 2012. There's, even though that there may not be the music coming in, everybody's doing well, and the process of the works, it says, wake up, teachers. The time to teach a new way. Maybe they'll listen to what you have to say, because they're the ones who are coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach children, teach them the best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We got to change it now. Yay, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors and make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer, who catch all hell. But they don't have so very long before the judgment day. So watch you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders. Time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is to put it in our mind. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. That's my bumper music. And we'll present, and the concept of what I had to say about the process of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services services that banning OxyContin as a safer, less addictive alternative to other drugs. This is a process that will go in front of the Supreme Court, and where the Health and Human Services has banned the production of particular pharmaceuticals for 12 years. And this is under Obamacare. And the fact that this will be in front of the Supreme Court. And the idea that you can have the Health and Human Services effective professional concept of being able to have a lawful agency discretion that has the idea of placing a termination of the production of pharmaceuticals and have this in front of the District of Columbia Circuit Court, that it's a misdemeanor, does not relate to fraud. None of the executives in these companies are involved in any kind of undue activity the Health and Human Services can have. So this is a case that meets the court, the Supreme Court as well, in argument in terms of the Health and Human Services power to be able to suppress the development of drugs if they find that they don't particularly like the way it's presented, the way it's marketed, and the way it's promulgated within the regulations. Right now, if a patient were to have chemotherapy drugs, the fact is that there's a shortage of drugs within the hospitals, and the pharmaceutical companies are deciding that they're going to not make a large volume of the chemotherapy drugs. So what we have here is a situation where the Health and Human Services, in the process of developing personalized medicine to suppress it, will be involved in the Supreme Court case of Association of Molecular Pathology against the United States Patent and Trademark Office. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Gwen Parker, and I wanted to make sure that we got our caller, Tom, from Florida. Tom, are you on air?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good. Hey, excuse me so much.
Hello?
What I was just calling was, I noticed one thing, whenever you sung that, whenever you had that song, Wake Up, All the Teachers.
Yes.
You were saying something about it. It kind of struck a chord with me. I'm noticing, and, you know, even if Ron Paul does not get the nomination, at least he's, it looks like.
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was noticing whenever Ron Paul out campaigning, he was hitting the high schools. And, you know, even if he doesn't win, at least he's striking up the interest with the kids and how government actually works. And I really think that he's going on a positive note with it. And I just was wanting to maybe see if you had any comments about that.
Well, yes, I've had my bumper music up. Apparently it couldn't go on in the past few minutes. But one of the things that I'm very interested in, I've had a lot of callers. I get 3,000 or 4,000 emails a show, and out of that I probably get maybe 50 or so on the average of emails from parents. And who say that they have their children listen to Parker Pathways, and they want the children to listen because the children feel that they're left out of society, that they have the wherewithal in their minds, and but they don't have the encouragement to think that they can do it. There's one boy I understand that's signed up for MIT, a very young boy whose father had his son listen to the show. That was last year, and he was accepted at MIT. There's another boy almost the same age. I don't know what happened to him. He wanted to go to MIT, and I hope that listener is listening to let me know what happened to his son. But the whole thing is that if we, it's important. In fact, I was thinking of even having Parker Pathways as a formation of a classroom kind of setting for 10 minutes set aside on the show, just for the children, because I feel strongly that we are doomed in this culture if we do not have another look at life in another way for building the minds for what it needs to happen in the future.
Yeah, and bringing even if you don't, even if the person doesn't explain, just bringing the question to them to where they have to think on their own.
Exactly.
That really helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what I'm all about on Parker Pathways. This is why I tell people to have the show linked to science or to process of other things that are thinking processes. See, what happens, Tom, in my opinion, is that we've lost the ability to read from real books or to have it. We have it all electronic, and everyone assumes that these abstracts are going to help. You know, the abstract of various forms of science journals, for instance, but you don't get the education from the research because you don't get the actual whole article, or you don't have the thinking as to how you interconnect with things. Now, the thing about Ron Paul is in terms of thing, if you listen to him carefully, you cannot help but agree with a lot of things he says. Of course, but another things he says I know are unrealistic. I mean, we are at war out here in the real world with, you know, like, you know, you've got India and Pakistan with nuclear bombs, you know what I mean, and you've got Iran with developing their bombs and the whole process. But it's the mindset of these people that's important. These people want to destroy people. And if you have any way, which the United States government has with his Obama's czars and science and the rest of it, to make a male sterile under the concept of being able not to procreate because we have too many people and they don't have the right political sanction. Or you have Mr. Sustin, who wrote the book Nudge, who is Obama's thought czar. They openly declare, Tom, that they have no use for any other than middle class, quote, or any process of this. They're going for bringing in the immigrants so that they can bring their families in, which I think happens tomorrow. And the whole thing is, but they talk in terms of the education at certain schools. So you can see what's happening here. You have a difference of educational theme based upon the process of how you fit into a demography, rather than as a child. I'm moving fast semantically to describe this, but Ron Paul is one of the few people that knows that. See? He knows that.
And I think one of his messages or his philosophy, I would believe, is we set the pace. Whether we set the pace for a bad way or set the pace for a good way, it's all about setting the pace. It's up to us as individuals to go with the right, correct pace.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate that comment because that's got wisdom to it. And I think, well, listen, Tom, I've got to go now, but I hope you call again and tell your friends about the program. And on RBN, Parker Pathways, and we'll continue this discussion because this is an incredibly important discussion. This has to be brought up every time possible. We'll see you next time, Tom. We have Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jeff.
Hi, Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the RBN January 7th, the death of Nikola Tesla, to sign a petition to get all of his research records released. Did you see that by chance?
No, I didn't have a chance to. I know about it, but I haven't
had
a chance to physically come.
Well, I just wanted to help you a little bit more on your amicus curiae brief. That website, www.serfs-up.com, if you had a chance to look at that. There's another website that has that adds to it to talk about the feudal laws that essentially the our UN-based 21st century feudalists are using, and that's http://taxation-by-misrepresentation.com. That might help you also on some of the feudal laws that go back all the way before the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
I really wanted to bring in the issue you were just talking about on these health issues. I don't know if you ever got, in the 1990s, Lieutenant Colonel Bearden's briefing on some of the prior experiments. The patents were like 3368155, apparatus for producing radiation penetrating living cells, like the previous comment about the Los Alamos activities.
Oh, yes. I brought out a lot of that. I'm well aware of that, yes.
Right. And and the other issue comes down to is Charlene Baum's patent 7280874 about therapeutic frequencies for killing pathogens based on the RNA-DNA sequencing to hit the resonant frequency where the resonant frequency heats the tissue of the DNA so that the proteins denature above like 114 or 120 degrees Fahrenheit from resin absorption.
Yeah.
Is there any way that you could combine those sort of technologies with what you're doing? Because Helga Clark, before she died in 2009, had studied how these scalar wave resonance things could be brought in by, you know, by a field plate between a horseshoe-shaped aluminum electrodes.
Mm-hmm.
As a test sample, and so that the just like Prairie's experiments were a phase-conjugated microwave plasma, kind of like what Blacklight Power is doing with energy extraction out of the vacuum. Is there any way that you could, in all your work of doing these things, bring some product together like that that is, electronically therapeutic instead of, Western pharmaceutical?
Yes, I think there was a time when I was with Uncle Sam, totally on the radio frequency weapons that were being under development at that time, I called them an acoustic bullet.
Right.
And at that time, the Russians were doing extensive research in what you're mentioning, and they used these weapons. They gave them to the FBI, and the FBI used them for a while, and they were trying to change the thought patterns, you know, of people,
right?
And make them. And the quote, I think, if I remember right, was that to make people think that God was talking to them, you know, that type of thing. But no kidding.
That's the helmeted warrior bone conducting sound conducting bone through the skull cap vibration.
Yeah, they had, and they were using. So there, what you're suggesting is something that I would want to merge in expose and bioelectronic magnetics, there's another thing here. We have the use of the non-ionizing electromagnetic fields. Have modulation patterns that are being discovered as the new planets are being discovered. I'd like to go into that in the future, too. I have to go now, Jeff, but this is positive. And by the way, thank you for calling, and please call again. And we're going to pursue some of these things on these feudal laws, I call it.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Porter Bentley, Dr. Wynn Porter, and RBN. And one quick comment was that on the last caller, that's needs to be mentioned. A very important subject is bringing up, of course, the inverse radiomagnetic wave of the Agamotto brain area is very important. Is the focus of a lot of government work right now. And I can remember just recently that one of devoted listener made a point and said, well, I saw a film all about Joe. It's about Joseph Campbell, who worked for his lifetime developing explanations of symbols and the process of religions and how we achieve our bliss. And the listener said to me, well, I enjoyed the film and the thing, but about Let's Find Joe, you know. So I said, but it's things I already know and the whole process. And I'm thinking, you know, I had two quarters at Yale University with Joseph Campbell, and I'm still learning on Joseph Campbell, and I'm spending my life trying to understand the total works from the archives that relate what is called to the interplanetary spirit design, which are in the symbols that describe many of the processes of the mind that were known thousands of years before Christ and carved and drawn, discussed, and worked with, which are very important in medicine today, which is why personalized medicine, the process of what I want to do with the development of a medical clinic on the determination of these biomarkers, which are going to be necessary for the personalized medicine. We have a caller, Werner in New Brunswick. I hope I got the name right. Werner?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Parker.
Oh, good afternoon, Werner. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
I wish the same thing to you and to all your audience.
Thank you.
And hopefully it will be a new year of waking up.
Oh, absolutely. Waking up everybody. I expect 2012 to be a fantastic year of the finding of the infinite quest for self-realization. For real, you know. I really expect it.
The way things are right now, there is one reality in one part of the world, and there is another artificial reality in another part of the world.
Exactly. It's a parallel universe of thinking. Absolutely, I know.
Your last caller here, he opened up a vast territory that at one time, through the Dark Ages and so, was being pushed into the realm of witchcraft and magic and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And being pushed into the realm of the spooky. But this was because people were ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the ignorant was being fostered by a small group that knew about a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to keep the broad masses in ignorance. And I think this is still continuing with most of the educational system. You know, many teachers who want to teach their children, you know, give them a more comprehensive view instead of educating specialized idiots. You know, those teachers are being reined in by the education boards and so on. And
I agree. I totally agree. You can take a look at if you ever watch some of the interviews of the people who are called the occupiers. And you listen to their social rhetoric in the terms of like a redistribution of wealth concept, which is part of the Obama system, of which he wants to put on the internet to vote for him, and he doesn't deny it, he says it. And if you listen carefully, I look at it, and you're totally correct. In other words, what's happened is that the universities under the Bill Ayers, who was Obama's friend, who was the socialist person who bombed people, killed people in bombings during the early days in the 60s and 70s. He is now, of course, the chairman of the Education for Professors in the universities. He's at the Professor Academical Council. He's the president of it. And so he can determine which professor is more socialistic than the next one. And he doesn't deny it. So the whole process here is that you're totally right that what we've done here, we have, you know,
made gardeners out of the billy goats.
Yeah, it's a question of saying, you know, I listen to this redistribution of wealth argument, and I'm saying to myself, you know, when the patent office says to me, you have a patent idea concerning the quantum physics concept of the redevelopment of the red blood cell, which they just did. The patent office told me, they said they want to make that on special, which means they want to have a fast track because they feel it affects, in a good way, the national security. That patent could be worth over $30 million if I were to work on a royalty base, okay? Provide jobs of which were untold in a new industry in biomarkers and personalized medicine. I would ask the occupier, you want me to redistribute my wealth in terms of that, if I gain from that, because I'll be putting that back into creating other jobs. How much wealth do you think that is? How much money do you want? You know, like the Kardashian, the biggest story around the world, Bern, is Kardashian's $12 million and how much more taxes she should pay. You know what I mean?
As I say, you know, everybody sits in his own little rabbit hole and...
Yeah.
Completely lose the sight of what it is.
You
all
call again, Werner, and God bless you, and let's keep this dialogue going.
Perfect.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
This is Murder Beth Ways, Dr. Wynn Pooker, and we have a caller, Mike from Chicago. I appreciate you holding. Hello, Mike? Mike from Chicago?
Yes, hello, Dr. Parker. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for holding.
Yes, thank you. I often listen to you, and I often was amazed at the Nazis, at the ideology that they had about their utopia. If people look back onto that system that Hitler wanted to implement in the world, you know. Anyway, there's a place that people can check out here. It's a place that they didn't need. This big of a place, number one. They didn't need to spend this much money on this place, number two. This place depicts mass genocide, and it talks about getting the population down to 2 billion people, mm-hmm. and a lot of things that Hitler actually was talking about. In fact, this place is shaped in the shape of a swastika, if you look at this place. And this place also depicts this ideology of getting the population down to 2 billion through mass genocide and through a form of gassing agent, which the symbol is AAG. And I was wondering if you knew what that was. I'll tell you what that is. That's an antigen, and it's a hepatitis antigen. okay? Well, anyway, just getting back to this particular place, there was five buildings, huge buildings that were built, and I guess they were wrong, so they took these buildings and put them underneath the ground. And there's tunnels that connect these buildings. There's a sprinkler system that there's no use for. This is 156 feet below the ground, 86 miles wide. And there's holding rooms down there that they say there's for storage, but there's really, it doesn't seem like there would be any use for those.
And did they give you the location?
Huh?
Did they give you the location?
Well, I'm going to tell you where it is. Do you want to know where it is?
Well, there are 134 of them.
Do you have any idea what it is?
Yeah, give the location.
I'm going to tell you that this place is called Denver Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a YouTube that here that people can get their pens out right now and write down. It's just a two-step process here to go to YouTube and then type in FAZADESET'S. And that's a particular channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the guy's channel. And when you hit the button, you'll see a icon called Know Thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the guy's channel. Click on that, and then once that opens on the right hand bottom side, you'll see the video, the two short videos, and it's quick. I mean, it's probably
mm-hmm.
like 25 minutes, but
mm-hmm.
I watch these two, and I've always been fascinated with the genocide that happened in, you know, World War II, and
mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of videos, and I was just amazed at the whole thing, how
mm-hmm.
they got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that this particular thing could be real or if it's a joke or, you know, but it's right out in front of you, and I know these types of elites, they actually, their code for some of the Masonic coding, if you could help me with that, they actually believe that they should tell us beforehand what is a symbology, a sort of satanic type of ritualistic thinking,
mm-hmm.
to let us know what they're going to do right out in the open before
mm-hmm.
they do it. And you may even be able to share some of that.
Yeah. The thing is that there are 134 of these sites, a lot of these, of course, are for the elites' home base underground, you know, during the two-year siege of a sterility of the Earth as a result of passing radiations from galaxies that are supposed to occur, which is a separate program that I'm planning on doing. I've had people say to me, well, I know all about the Mayan prediction, and I go by other predictions and that type of thing. They don't understand it's not a prediction. It's carved in stone. You know, I mean, they're trying to tell you things. So to go back, don't lose your thought here for a minute. In the Denver airport situation is the thing, if you go to the Denver airport, you not only, all you have to do is to walk through the terminal and look at the murals. The murals will have there the depiction of what you're saying. In other words, it's all painted there. It'll show the guards, the process of the thing, and who goes in, who goes out. The symbols are there. Everything's there. So let's say, for the sake of semantic academics, that none of that is true, that they have the underground tunnels or the process of this. Or let's say that the 200 sites in America for the mass graves doesn't exist. Or let's say, you know, what the government is trying to hide. And anybody who talks about it is considered a very crazy person. Let's just say none of that exists. If you were to just look at the mural at the Denver airport, and you ask yourself, why in the world would they have a mural depicting the concept of the food supply and the fact of who eats, who lives and dies, and is also the symbolic system of the agency of the Competitive Effectiveness Council under Obamacare and Health and Human Services? See? Why have the symbolic of the agency? Like everybody wants to say they want to repeal Obamacare. Obamacare is moving quickly through the law system. You have 23 states that have challenged Obamacare, and 17 have voted for Obamacare. The people of the 17 states that have voted for Obamacare are the ones that have the states that have the nuclear. There are over 500 nuclear bombs at the ready in the United States. There are 17 major active nuclear sites and underground systems for mass extermination in the United States as we speak. So you have the process. Those states are the ones that voted for Obamacare. The 23 states who opted not to challenge Obamacare are the ones who have these questionable intentions on the terms of population control. So if you have that's reality. That's reality. And you ask yourself, just to ask who and what needs to be done in this culture to be able to change the mind, of a person within the political system. Don't go away for a minute here, here, Mike, just for a minute. Is that you have an event which goes unnoticed. You're in Chicago, but I'll talk about something that's in California. You have a former Congressman, Pete McCloskey, who to me is a full war hero, completely up and down the line. Fought in Korea, the process. McCloskey to me is the mind of minds. That was years ago, and I still think McCloskey's a good guy in terms of the thing. But he's in environmental law now. And he gave one of his purple hearts to the United States Representative Jackie Speer, who is from San Mateo, California. Now, he gave a purple heart to her, his purple heart. He represents the law firm Akacha, Petrie, and McCarthy. And, of course, they're into environmental law and the process of the whole thing. And why would you give that to somebody? Why would you give your purple heart in an open public ceremony demonstrating, and quote, on a plaque, incredible valor, surviving her wounds to become a valiant, brilliant spokesman in great causes on the floor of both the state legislature and the United States Congress, because she survived Representative Leo Ryan's, you know, when the poor man was killed when they went to Ganya, you know, with Jim Jones. So the whole thing is, no, they're setting Jackie Speer up to go on to other avenues of the support of the decrease of the military, the development of the transport of special of gas and oil through special pipelines that pass through certain states. And so she's being elevated to be promoted into another position in Congress. Now, where are those pipeline maps? Every one of those pipeline maps are through the 13 states that control the process of what you're talking about. Are you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm listening, Doctor.
And so this is critical. This is critical. Now let's just say, for the sake of psychology, that you wipe away just what I just said. Okay, let's say that they're just being nice. The guy gives up his purple heart. When you have a purple heart, you have on the back of your purple heart the day you were wounded. You do not give a purple heart to somebody, unless you're giving it to your children and thing. I have a whole cigar boxes full. I have three cigar boxes of medals that I've never opened to this day because of, well, that's my problem, you know, memories. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm trying to live, you know what I mean? You know, and anyone who's a vet and understands that, I don't want to talk about the war, and but I'd never give one of my medals to somebody. And in terms of thinking, unless it was a loved one, or I don't have children, so they're not going to have that, you know. The whole thing, well, why would you give a medal to a person that's involved in that? You know, you see, listen carefully. The process of the whole thing of the Masonic codings, which are part of the symbologies of the codes, are now being defaced in Washington, D.C., so that no one can figure it out. That's going on. And guess who ordered that by executive order? The President of the United States. So don't you know, anybody, this is what's aggravating in terms of, to me, as a person, as a thing, is the fact that when people talk about running for president or they want to be president, they don't know what they're dealing with. They're dealing with one of the most darkest forces in the world. In the world. You have Masonic symbols in Germany that would scare you beyond belief. You know how many of those Denver airport areas are in Europe right now? I happen to know, and I know where they are. And I'm not going to say where some of these are, because as long as I'm talking about it, I'm alive, you know? But it runs into 187. So the thing comes down to that, no, they're getting ready. They're getting ready. No, this is not some academic exercise we're discussing, Mike. You're bringing up serious business here. Serious business. I took a little more time in answering you, but I want to validate your point. Just look at the mural in the Denver airport. That's all you got to do. Just look at the mural. It'll tell you everything. And by the way, at the Denver airport, there's even a plaque which is dedicated to the Masonics in terms of the symbologies of which they promoted.
Right, and on that plaque, it says world – oh, wait, hold on. The new – what is it? New World something. New World Airport.
New World Airport, yeah.
It's a commission. There's no such thing, Dr. Parker.
I know. And look at the construction of the place, too. You might be more fascinating of how the roof is shaped.
I think people should take everything one day at a time, but don't let this stuff just go by like,
I know. No, that's exactly right. And we're not being a conspiracy theory in this discussion either. We're talking about, you take Plum Island, which is going to be moved in the center of Kansas, and the process of the thing of what's called the bioterrorist detachment laboratory. Now, some of that, I remember Plum Island and the process. There are five of these major development processes. The next world war is not for the nuclear, for the sterilization of the Earth, but the process of the bioterrorist war that we're going to be entering into. Why do you think Uncle Sam is interested in what I know? Because I helped Uncle Sam for years in developing ways to fight the bioterrorists. I know stuff that'll scare you to death, but I'll never verbalize that because I signed disclaimers years ago on that. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you very clearly. It's all got to do with the water. And that's what I'm all about. That's why the United Nations calls me the Water Baron. That's not a compliment. That is a compliment of the fact that they know, because I'm leaving pieces of the trail for people to find. I place all my sentence and subject matter in code form on this program with real world stuff that you can connect to when you sniff the rabbit in the Alice in Wonderland hole of consciousness. And that was a lot I just said. I got to go, Mike. But you call back again, okay?
Thank you, sir, and have a good day.
You too. I hope we still have Mark on Texas. I hope you're still we're able to hang on.
Yeah, I believe that's the Denver International Airport.
Denver International Airport.
I think emphasis on international.
International Airport. You're correct.
When we're watching these elections fixing to take place, the big discussion, of course, is going to come up here pretty quick. Is we're going to have to allow private enterprise to bring us out of this economic slump we find ourselves in. Tell me what's private about private enterprise.
No, there isn't any private. It's all regulated by government regulations in terms of the process. Just take a look at Obamacare and all the penalties that are there. If you don't abide,
There is no private enterprise.
No, there isn't any private enterprise. There hasn't been a private enterprise for, I think about 40 years. A good list on it.
I'm thinking so too. Now let's take it a step further. Let's say you have an enterprise that's a GSE. If it fails, who picks up the tab?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if a private enterprise takes out a loan from a bank, and then enterprise fails, who picks up the tab? We do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the difference.
Mm-hmm.
There is none.
Yeah.
So the Democrat proposal, which is, see, this is what I'm trying to expose the facade, the illusion. The Democratic proposal and the Republican proposal, it makes no difference. We're still on the hook either way, folks.
Yeah.
We're still on the hook.
Yeah, the thing that's important about your comment just now is the fact that this is another thing that's bothering me terribly, is that it's the same old shell game of trying to fool out the people. Think about this: the President of the United States says, "Well, I'm going to operate independently of the Congress." You know, even though they don't agree with me, kind of thing. They used to call that dictatorship. You know what I mean?
I think that's pretty apropos.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, Mark.
I think Bush had the same affliction, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, thank you for calling, Mark, and you call again.
Yeah. Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure. Just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Suggestions that have been put forth by many people and including myself in terms of how the development of Congress and the president and other people and the personal friends and the process of how capitalism is being distorted, there should be created a legal code that in my opinion, makes trading on the non-public government information illegal. and people who pass on it. You can have corporate. The other thing that should be the corporate insiders can trading on their own company stock are required to disclose transactions actually with the SEC within 2 days. Why not place that standard in Congress? Members of Congress, in my opinion, should not be allowed to trade stock in companies that are overseen by their committees. Another thing is they should apply the whistleblower laws to Congress, particularly in Obamacare and the process how it's emitting, to give this Health and Human Services that kind of police power. To me, is absolutely obscene. There should be no IPOs, actually, investment public offerings. You can make a lot of money, but the idea of having special friend IPOs in Congress to make the millions of dollars that Congressmen make is absolutely obscene. It should be a revision or enforcement of these existing conflict of interest laws that I wrote down just a minute ago after, you know, with Mark and Mike's call, Mike from Chicago and Mark from Texas, is the fact that restricting these stock trades based on committee assignments is a place that that should end. And these ideas of earmarks with a member of Congress where they receive these direct financial benefits should be disallowed. And the whole concept of Nancy Pelosi's concept when she was asked about the Obamacare and said, well, it's a violation of the Constitution, and she said, you're kidding, right? You know, you're kidding. There should be a legal procedure against the immunity laws for Congress for such a brazen breaking of the constitutional amendment in the terms of interfering with interstate commerce and the process of the mandates of enforced care under the control of a government agency. And then the idea of they shouldn't even allow campaign contributions, as far as I'm concerned, when Congress is in session. You have 28 states, they place these restrictions on these politicians, and then they extend the prohibition to Congress, could make it harder for these politicians to extort the money that they do. And of course, my private view is that the federal government should get out of the business of having taxpayer-backed loans in the process of who's your friend and how you get the money. So, and the other thing, too, the idea of patient dumping on people is absolutely obscene. Taking patients in hospital and giving them to families and having the families take care of them in the way it is now. I want to thank RBN, the producer, and all of the process and the audience. The audience for Parker Pathways. I'm going to tell you right now, I dedicate this show to Lions International and the work they do for ear and eye research. And I dedicate this show to Minerva Medica. God bless. Thank you, troops. Thank you. See you next week, 10 to 12, Central Time, Parker Pathways. Support RBN. Bye-bye until next week.